Are women chayev in Sfiras HaOmer? So the pashtus is that we look at the Mishnah in Kiddushin. The Mishnah in Kiddushin tells us that any mitzvah which many mitzvahs say, which is zman grama, women are pater. Why are women pater? That's the din. Is there an explanation for the din? Okay, so there have been suggestions made throughout the generations to try to explain why it would be that women are pater. But the din is that women are pater on mitzvah sase shazman grama. Rashi says, what does that mean? Mitzvah sase shazman grama? Shehazman goreim la shetavo. That the mitzvah comes at a certain time period. So, that could mean at a certain time period during the day. Like, for instance, tefillin, which is only a mitzvah during the day, not a mitzvah at night. So women are pater. Or it could be that it has a certain time of the year. So the mitzvah of shofar is a mitzvah that's only a certain time of the year. It's not every day the mitzvah of shofar. It's only on Rosh Hashanah. It's only during that time, in the very beginning of the month of Tishrei, is the only time we have the mitzvah of shofar. So these would be examples of mitzvah saseh shehazman grama. The Mishnah there in Kiddushin gives a list of, or it gives examples of some mitzvah saseh shehazman grama, some mitzvah saseh shelo hazman grama. The Ramban points out, though, that this list is not an exhaustive list. It doesn't go through every mitzvah which is zman grama and not zman grama. It gives examples. Seemingly, it should be an open shut discussion that Sfiras HaOmer is a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. There's a set time for Sfiras HaOmer. It starts on the second day of Pesach and it goes until Shavuos. Seemingly, there's nothing to talk about and women should be potter. And then we'll just get into the discussion of, is a woman allowed to do a mitzvah that she's not chayiv to do? And if she is allowed, does she make a bracha? Big machlokas, does she make a bracha on a mitzvah that she's not chayav to do? But that seemingly should be the whole discussion, and we should move on to the next sugya, because we should be done. The only reason we're going to talk about this for the next 15 or 20 minutes is because of the Chidushei Ramban in Kiddushin. The Ramban commenting on this Mishnah says, the obvious, that the lists that are presented in the Mishnah in Kiddushin are not exhaustive, and that there are other things that are not on the list. But then when the Ramban gives his list, his example, he throws into his list some interesting things that we would not have expected to be on his list. So for instance, thank you, the Ramban tells us, what are some examples of mitzvah saseh? She'ein hazman grama, mora v'kavod, honoring your parents, bikurim, chala, kisoy adam, Rashis Hagez, Matnus Kahuna, Sfiras HaOmer, Prika. What was that? Sfiras HaOmer? Sfiras HaOmer is a mitzvah saseh shelo hazman grama? Isn't that such a classic example of a mitzvah saseh shehazman grama? Sfiras HaOmer? So what's pshat in the Ramban? So some say that there's a Torah sofer here. It's not Sfiras HaOmer. Maybe it was written originally as Rashi Tevos and it stood for something else. Maybe there's just a typo here. That's a typo. That's not what the Ramban meant. He didn't mean Sfiras HaOmer. Okay, that is a nice, convenient way of dealing with the problem. Are there any other ways to deal with the problem? So there are those who say, in Achanami, the Ramban thinks, renegade Shita, the Ramban thinks that it's not mitzvah saseh shehazman grama. Why? So some, and the Avnei Nezer suggests along these lines, as you guys saw inside in the Makoro sheet today, the Avnei Nezer says, you know why it's not a mitzvah saseh shehazman grama? Because it doesn't really have a set time. There isn't a mitzvah on Tes Zion Nisan to start Sfiras HaOmer. You know when Sfiras HaOmer starts? It starts Mimochras HaShabbos. That's a funny way to tell us when the mitzvah is. Why doesn't it just say on the second day of Pesach? Why doesn't it just say on Tes Zion Nisan? Why does it say Mimochras HaShabbos? Obviously the Torah is coming to teach us something. What's it coming to teach us? It's coming to teach us that it doesn't have a set time, but it's part of Pesach. It's Mimachras HaShabbos. It's part of the holiday. It comes after the rest day of Pesach. That's why it doesn't have a set date, Tes Zion Nisan, in the Torah. So maybe we're supposed to look at Sfiras HaOmer as being part of the mitzvah of Pesach. We know that when it comes to certain chagim, we have exceptions to the principle that a mitzvah saseh shehazman grama, women are patur. For instance, we know for Shabbos, why is a woman chayiv in Kiddush? Because we're told, kol sheyeshna b'sham or yeshna b'zachar, even though it is a mitzvah saseh shehazman grama Kiddush, Kiddush can only be done on Shabbos, or right before Shabbos, the Rambam writes, but it can only be done in the vicinity of Shabbos.
However, because women are chayiv to not do malacha, the Gemara has a drasha, and that they also have a chayiv to do the mitzvos asay of Shabbos. Not just the mitzvos los asay, but also the mitzvos asay. So says the Avnei Nezer, maybe we have a similar principle by Pesach. Like, for instance, are women chayiv in matzah? Yes, they are. Why? There's also a drasha that links their chayiv in other mitzvos of Pesach, and therefore is mechayiv them in matzah. So says the Avnei Nezer, since women are chayiv in the other mitzvos of Pesach, like for instance, Karban Pesach, women's chayiv in Karban Pesach, matzah, maror, Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. So because a woman is chayiv in these mitzvos, hu adin, that she's chayiv in the Omer. So that's one way to explain the Ramban, that, says the Avnei Nezer, that the Omer is part of the Pesach laws. That's why it's written that way in the Torah. And therefore, just like a woman is chayiv in all of the mitzvos asei shazman grama that are related to Pesach, she's chayiv in, so she's also going to be chayiv in Sfiras Omer, which is linked to Pesach. Yes, Donnie?
Isn't the reason she's chayiv in
And therefore?
Therefore, it has nothing to do with mitzvos asei shazman grama.
So first of all, okay, first of all, even if the Gemara has a drasha, for instance, for matzah, not because of Afeno Ayoboso Anes, but has a drasha that since she's chayiv in, I think, in not eating chametz, so she's also chayiv, like we have by Shabbos, since it's chayiv. So that's not necessarily the reason for everything, but if Omer is, because it depends how strongly related and linked this mitzvah of Omer is to Pesach, but if you're going to say that Afeno Ayoboso Anes includes for her, for all of the mitzvahs of Pesach, so if this is a mitzvah of Pesach, it's included. What was that?
Like all you just said was it's not grama, but women are.
Excellent. Not. Very, very good, Ha'ara. That this wouldn't make it by definition not a mitzvah sasei shazman grama. It's still a mitzvah sasei shazman grama. It's just a mitzvah sasei shazman grama that she's chayiv in.
Unless you say right? Yom Tov is not a.
No, L'chora, one would say, if we would ask you, is Kiddush a mitzvah sasei shazman grama? The answer is yes, but women are chayiv in it.
Right, so can you say that Yom Tov is once removed, that like Yom Tov comes from the day, but then the mitzvahs of Yom Tov come from Yom Tov, not a day? Like it's once removed.
I hear. Okay. We're going to have another answer. We'll have to think at the end when we get our final answer, the one that we're going to end up saying at the end of Shir. We're going to have to see if we can then go back to the Avnei Nezer and say that this is what the Avnei Nezer means also, and then we won't have this problem. So let's hold off, and I'll mention it quickly at the end. Okay. There is another way, once you've gotten down this method. What was the method here of making women chayiv in Sfiras Omer, if it's a mitzvah sasei shazman grama? So we linked it to Pesach. So just use the same Sfara and think up another way that we can make women chayiv. If we're not going to link it to Pesach, let's go the other direction. Let's link it to Shavuos. Right, exactly. And the Achronim would do that. I didn't check it inside. I have written down in my notes that it's brought down in the Panine Harav B'Shem of Soloveitchik like this, although I didn't see it inside. But so let's just talk about it in a theoretic sense. One could perhaps link it to Chag HaShavuos. Say it's not a mitzvah sasei shazman grama, but rather it's part of the Chag of Shavuos. It's part of being koveya the Chag of Shavuos, and therefore it's nigrar after Shavuos, and therefore just like women are chayiv to keep Shavuos, this is part of the kvius of Shavuos, and therefore a woman be chayiv in Sfiras Omer. Sfiras Omer is not an independent mitzvah, it's a mitzvah that's there to establish for yourself when to keep Shavuos. Since a woman has to keep Shavuos, she also has to count Sfira, because Sfira is about knowing when Shavuos is. So a woman's chayiv in Sfiras Omer as well. That could be another explanation, although, as Nathanael points out, it wouldn't explain why the Ramban, it'll get us the goal of the Ramban, which is to say that women should be chayiv, seemingly, but it wouldn't accomplish the goal of explaining the Ramban, why he counts this as a mitzvah saseh, she'ein hazman grama. L'chora, again, we would say, it's a mitzvah saseh she'hazman grama, but it happens to be women are chayiv in this, it's an exception. Okay, very good. So, we still need a real explanation for the Ramban, and the explanation that we're going to suggest is one that really strikes at the ikar definition
of what a mitzvah saseh shazman grama is. And our discussion actually begins with something else that the Ramban mentioned, and that is the mitzvah of bikurim. The Ramban, on his list of mitzvah saseh sh'ein azman grama, the Ramban mentions bikurim. Now that's strange to put bikurim on the list, because as you learned in the Mishnah in the first parak of bikurim, there is a set time for bringing bikurim. It starts at Atzeres. It goes primarily until Sukkot, but it actually even has a little bit of an extension until Chanukah. But certainly once you reach Chanukah, you're no longer able to bring the first fruits of the bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash. So bikurim is certainly time-bound. It has a certain dates in the calendar when you're allowed to bring it. So if bikurim is a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, how can the Ramban say that it's a mitzvah saseh shein azman grama? Question number one. Question number two, asked by the Achronim, is akasha stira within the Mishnayos themselves, seemingly. The Mishnah says that a woman is not kore. You know why? She's maybe being a kore. You know why? Because she can't say that this is the land that you gave me, because she doesn't have Yerusha. Now wait a second. Asks the Shagas Aryeh in his commentary, Turei Evan. Asks the Shagas Aryeh, what do you mean? A woman is putter because she can't say that she has land? How about she's putter because it's a mitzvah saseh shazman grama? There's a mitzvah to bring bikurim, and then there's a mitzvah to be kore. There's a mitzvah to make us issue a statement. Rami Ovedovi, right? We know the psukim. So a woman is putter from that. Why? Because she can't say the land you gave me, because she doesn't get land. She doesn't have Yerusha in Eretz Yisrael. Is that a good reason for why she's putter? That's not the most fundamental reason why she's putter. We shouldn't even be discussing her being chayiv because it's a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. Why do you even have to start bringing like diukim from the psukim? Oh, she's putter from mitzvah of kriya because she can't say these words. What do you mean? The whole ball doesn't even get rolling here. There's no discussion. She's putter because it's a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. As the Mishnah right after that, that was Mishnah Hey. Mishnah Vav says, or do I have it backwards? The first question is, how can the Ramban say that Bikurim is a mitzvah saseh she'ein azman grama? The Mishnah, which Mishnah is the one that gives the time? Okay, so Mishnah Vav in Perek Aleph is the one that says that there's a set time. So if there's a set time, how can the Ramban say that it's a mitzvah saseh she'ein azman grama? That was question number one. Question number two is that there's a stira within the Mishnayos themselves. The Mishnah says, a woman is putter because she can't say, this is the land that you gave me, this is my land. Oh, that's the reason she's putter? She should be putter because of the Mishnah right before that says, there's a set time. Okay, well, the mitzvah right after. Yeah, the mitzvah, the Mishnah right after. She should be putter because of the mitzvah. What, they didn't get that Mishnah yet? In Mishnah, hey, they said she's putter because she can't say this is my land. And then they wrote the next Mishnah and they realized, oh, there's a set time. No, obviously not. So how come the Mishnah says she's putter because she can't issue that statement? Just say much more fundamentally because it's a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. So this is the question of the Turei Evan, the second question. If we can answer the question, based on how we answer the question, we might be able to answer the first question as well. So how does the Shagas Aryeh answer the question? So the Shagas Aryeh says, a very yesodistic idea, mitzvah saseh shazman grama. It could be that a mitzvah saseh shazman grama is only something where the time alone is the gorein for the chiyuv. It's a mitzvah that is absolutely, completely time-bound. As Rashi had said, that the zman is gorem that the mitzvah comes. However, if a mitzvah is not absolutely, unadulteratedly based on a time, but has another factor that triggers the chiyuv, it's not a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. So says the Turei Evan, that when it comes to the mitzvah of Bikurim, there are other factors that trigger the chiyuv and that outline the time period of when you're able to do it. For instance, theoretically, you should be able to bring Bikurim all year. It's just that we're told by Chazal that once a certain species is no longer in the fields, it's been eaten up and it's no longer in the fields, you no longer have that rush of simcha You're no longer able to bring the Bikurim. Bikurim is connected with your Simcha, having to do with the Asifa. It has to do with whether the crop is still in the field. It's not time-bound. Theoretically, let's say in modern-day and this is, I'm not, obviously, we're not talking about this Lamaisa, but just speaking theoretically. Theoretically, if you're able to grow a crop all year round, and it will never be kala mina sadeh, maybe the chiyuv of Bikurim would extend them to the entire year, theoretically. Because it's not only dependent on time, but it's dependent on other factors. This is what the Turei Evan suggests. If this is true, hold on one second, this would not only answer the stira in the Mishnayos, but it would also answer the Ramban. That what the Ramban is telling us is that Bikurim is not fundamentally zman grama, but rather it's actually grama based on other factors. Now those other factors might have a general time of when they occur, but it's not something dependent on time. For instance, kriyash tefillin is absolutely time dependent. You can only wear tefillin during the day. You cannot wear it at night. The only factor there is the time. That's it. The time. Time of day. However, when it comes to something like Bikurim, where there's other factors, so it wouldn't purely be Zman Grama. Says the Divrei Yechezkel, Shivan Slabodka, he tries to take this to extend it to the Ramban regarding Sfira Sa'omer. And says the Divrei Yechezkel that perhaps, and Natana, I think you might have suggested this during Seder yesterday, perhaps Sfira Sa'omer is not considered Zman Grama because Sfira Sa'omer is not dependent purely on time, but it has other factors that dictate when you do Sfiras HaOmer, and that is the Havas HaOmer. Sfiras HaOmer is something that's predicated on counting specifically from when you bring the Karban Omer until the mitzvah of until the time of Shavuos. However, it's not something that has a specific time. It's not a Tes Zayin B'Nisan mitzvah. It's something that's triggered once you're bringing the Omer. So there's also a mitzvah then to also count the Omer as well. Now you're going to say, yeah, but there's a time still because it's the time of the Karban Omer. And that, I think, is true. And that's why it's not as glatt as Bikurim, because there is still a time factor here, but it's Zevezeh Gorim. There's a time factor, but there's also an other factor. For instance, and this we saw is already a Machlokas, what if you don't bring the Karban Omer? Do you have a mitzvah d'oraisa to count? So that is a machlokas probably between the Rambam and the Ran, as we saw on the first day of our sugya. So if you assume, like the Ran, that once you don't bring the Omer, there's no mitzvah to count the Omer, so then we're able to explain the Ramban and we're able to accept the Divrei Yechezkel. It's not really based on a time. It's based on an event. Bringing the Karban Omer. And therefore, if you don't bring the Karban Omer, you actually don't count the Omer. Lu Yitzuyer, for whatever reason, there was like, I don't know, a nuclear attack, and everyone had to go underground. And they weren't able to bring the Omer until 5 days later. So, when would the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer be? Would the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer d'oraisa be from when you bring the Omer 5 days later? Or from Tes Zayin Nisan? That's an interesting question. And it might be very strongly related to our issue here. This definition of mitzvah saseh zman grama, we do find in one or two other locations. I'll mention one, and that was something that was also brought up during Seder, and that's Kiddush Levana. Are women chayiv in Kiddush Levana? So, in the Tshuvas of Shlomo Kluger, he writes that Kiddush Levana is not a mitzvah saseh zman grama. Really? Why not? It's only once a month. You can only say it for a certain time period of the month. When the moon is still in its waxing period, when it's still growing, when it's getting bigger, the moon. Why is that not a mitzvah saseh shazman grama? So he says, it's pashut. He says, the Levana, I'll read to you what he writes, minias kiyuma is not rak mikoach hazman. It is also time related, but it's not only time related. Rather, it's mikoach guf ha-levana. What's mechayev me to say Kiddush Levana is not Aleph of the month. It's the fact that the moon is starting to grow in size. That's what's mechayev Kiddush Levana. oh, but the moon only gets larger in size starting from the first of the month. There is a time factor here as well. However, it's not purely time related. It's also based on an event. And when something is time related but also based on an event, that's not considered a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. That is the chiddush of Shlomo Kluger, and therefore women would be chayiv me'ikra din in kiddush levana. Now, Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Tshuva does not accept this svara of Rav Shlomo Kluger. He does not think that that's correct, and seemingly he would argue on the Divrei Yechezkel's extension to Sfiras Omer as well, that that is still considered a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. Just because there's another factor as well doesn't mean it's not time bound. So this is a little bit of the interesting discussion that emerges from the question of Sfiras Omer lemaisa lahalacha. So as I was saying before, I think it's important to go back to the Avnei Nezer to read him carefully and to see if maybe this is what he's saying. Is it possible that what he meant was not that it's part of Pesach and therefore, just like she's chayiv in the mitzvahs of Pesach, she's also chayiv in this, even though he does say those words. But there are points in the paragraph there where he focuses in on the element that it's not the time that's goreim, but it's the holiday of Pesach. So you could take a look at the Avnei Nezer and see if you think that's what he means. I don't think that's what he meant, but then we have that kasha that remains on whether this is a good pshat in the Ramban.
Look, the growth of the moon is the second factor?
Yes, the growth of the moon. L'maisa lehalacha, take a question 1 second. Lehalacha, we do not accept this Ramban, lehalacha, and Sfiras HaOmer is considered a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, and for that reason, women are pater meyik or adin, as we discussed yesterday. If they would like to do it, they can. Mishneh Berurah does quote from the Shulchan Shlomo that they shouldn't make a bracha because there's a concern that they might mess up or that they don't know that they're supposed to continue without a bracha. Although, even though the Mishneh Berurah quotes that, I believe many people have the minhag that women nowadays do count. Women are educated, they know the halacha, that if they miss a day, they should continue without a bracha. They have reminders, we have calendars. The poskim write that a husband should, if his wife is counting, so a husband should see it as part of his responsibility when he comes home from Maariv to remind his wife. He got a reminder, he went to Maariv. His wife probably did not go to Maariv, she's at home, so when he comes home, he should remind her to make sure that she counts. And that, I think, is the minhag that many women do try to count, and when they do count, they count with a bracha. Unless they obviously miss a day, and then at that point they stop counting with a bracha. Okay, we had a question. Rosie. It's his name. We discussed this yesterday already. Yeah. Well, we're saying anyway that they're pater. We're saying that even in the Zman HaOmer, we don't pass like this Ramban. All these nice explanations are all very nice. We don't pass like the Ramban. We hold it's a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. Back then, nowadays, we all invite. Yeah.
I don't know if it's related. I guess maybe I referred to it yesterday, but like now we've established that it's like a major potential loss. It's only a loss. You have no chiyuv in doing it. You're putter in the midst.
And they might make bracha levatalas.
Like there's actually no value.
That's what the shulchan. They still get schar for doing the mitzvah.
But I understand that.
You're saying that the possible danger is greater than the gain.
Right. Meaning,
that's what the Shulchan Shlomo says.
Right. But like, even meaning, how can you say that? Oh, but they should. They shouldn't because they might mess up. If they mess up, the whole.
That's what the Shulchan Shlomo says.
But how do you argue with that?
So those who respond say that, yeah, but we'll remind them and we'll make sure that they don't mess up. And you're saying, like, why would you take a risk? And it's just not worth it.
I mean, what are you saying, like, the
ritva?
Oh, right. Well, we brought the ritva, that the ritva would say that it's not a bracha levatal, even if you end up messing up. Because at that time, the right thing to do is to make a bracha. Although, if you're not really chayiv, it's one thing when you're chayiv to make a bracha, so you make a bracha. But here, you're not chayiv. Okay, you can say, well, she doesn't need to eat bread. But Lemaisa, like, there's a difference here, a little bit difference here, because she's... Right, okay, I hear it. It's an interesting discussion. It's beautiful. It's a lot of nachas to see you discussing it. Very nice. Yes, okay. I wanted to, before we go weiter to Achilas Poel, I wanted to just review very quickly some of the very important basic halachos of Sfiras Omer that we didn't get a chance to learn b'iyun, but just some things. There are a couple of things that I think the average person does not know, except for Donnie, obviously, so he can go. But everybody else, I imagine you don't know these halachos, and therefore just a couple of things. So first of all, and I'll run through them very quickly. Number one, Sfiras Omer should be done be'amida.
You're supposed to stand when you say Sefiras Omer. We said it was a little bit, they learned that from the pasuk Me'achel Charmesh Bekama, and that's going to be the link between the sugyas, the Charmesh. When we start with the sickle on the Kama, Kama is the word that's used for the grain because it stands up, but that we learn from there in Indian to say Sefiras Omer while you're standing. See, for a lot of brachas, we actually are makbid sometimes to sit in order to give a certain kfiyas, like when we're eating and things like that. But for Sefiras Omer, the mitzvah is to stand, the chachil, you should stand when you make the bracha. This is a very important halacha. You cannot, the following halacha I'm about to say, you are not supposed to make the bracha unless you know what day it is first. You're not supposed to make the bracha and then go, you know, start pointing to like all the different days in the siddur to the guy next to you. You should know what day it is before. Now, there are those who write that this is even ma'akev, meaning if you make the bracha and realize you don't know what day it is, that you would need to make the bracha again after you know what day it is. There are those who say this is actually ma'akev. What was that? So that right, there are those who write like that. I don't think that's the psak that we paskin, but you should know that you should make sure that you're aware of what day it is before you make the bracha, and therefore, you know, certainly like the shliach tzibur, like before he gets up there, so he should make sure he checks and knows what day it is. Okay. Ba'omer or la'omer. You'll notice that in some sitters it says bi'omer. Hayom, you know, yom echad bi'omer. Hayom yom echad le'omer. So which one is correct and why is there a discussion? The Ramah and the Gra both quote to say bi'omer. But the Mishnah Berurah says that many poskim say that it's better to say le'omer. Now what's the question? Seemingly, just in terms of what the words mean, it seems like the machlokas here is about what are we referring to? Are we referring to the tkufa called the omer? So today is the first day, Ba'omer, in this tkufa called the Omer, or is the Kavana to the Karbon, Omer? And we're saying it has been one day to the Omer, it doesn't mean to, but meaning since. Today is the 10th day, La Omer, since we did the Omer. What was that?
From the Omer.
No, Le would also, in Hebrew. No, because La Omer means to when we did. That in Hebrew, you would say to when we did the Omer.
It means not to, it means since.
Right, it means since, exactly. So that's sort of the question here. Are we saying today is the eighth day in the Omer, meaning in the Omer period? Or is today the eighth day since the Omer? La Omer. That is perhaps what the machlokas is. What should you do? So we have different minhagim. The, like I said, the Ramah and the Gra say bi'omer. Mishnah Berurah says many people are knowing le'omer, so we're not really sure exactly what to do le'maisa. There are people who are machmir to do both. And now when you're being machmir to do both, so there's like the machmir way of being machmir and there's the make-a way of being machmir. Meaning, some people actually say the entire count twice. Hayom, shmona yamim, shem shavu achad, v'yom echad bi'omer. Hayom, shmona yamim, shem, la omer. They say the whole thing. There are others, and I think I even saw this b'shem the briskerov, that he used to count la omer, and then quietly he would just say ba omer. He would just say that extra word. Like for instance, when we read the Megillah here in Yeshiva, you'll probably notice that Rav Gantz, for a few words, says the words twice. You know what I'm referring to? Like what's one of the examples? Rav Yaakov, you remember? No, he says it regarding like one of the words he adds above, or there's another example, bizmanehem or zmanehem. You know, so he just says it. He says bizmanehem, zmanehem. You know, he just says it twice. So those who say today is the eighth day, which is one week and one day, ba'omer la'omer. Just say both. So that's a nice extra chum if you'd like to do that. But that's the issue regarding Ba'omer La'omer. We have a Yehiratzon that we say at the end, and someone here suggested, I think maybe Jeremy suggested yesterday, that maybe the reason why we say the Yehiratzon is to make sure that we don't think that we're doing a mitzvah d'oraisa. Certainly if you say the L'shem Yichud in the beginning, you would get the impression that we're doing a mitzvah d'oraisa, and that could be a problem with Baal Tosif. So I actually found that the Sefer L'horos Nasan, so he actually suggests that was the reason why they instituted the Yehiratzon, in order to make sure that it's clear to us that we don't have the mitzvah d'oraisa now. We're waiting for the Beis HaMikdash so that we can have the mitzvah d'oraisa again in order to make sure that we're not over on the Isser of Baal Tosef. if you make a mistake in the day and you don't realize for the complete day, so you're out. Just want to make sure that they realize. Now, it's just the fact that you counted. If you counted the wrong day, so that's not counting. That's a mistake, and therefore you're out. So if you count, you say at night, tonight is the 18th night, and, sorry, if you say tonight's the 19th night, and it's really the 18th night, and the whole night goes by, and the whole next day goes by, and then the next night when they say, tonight is the 19th night, you go, how could tonight be the 19th night? Last night was the 19th night, and you realize you made a mistake, so that's it, you're out. You missed the counting. Okay, this is also something I think a lot of people don't know. This is the classic case where someone asks you, what is tonight? So the guy next to you asks and says, what are we counting tonight? And you say, we're counting 18 tonight. Go! Oh no, now I'm out. I said the 18. So that is a little bit of a myth, yes. It's a little bit of a myth, let's say. Why is it a myth? Because you're only, first of all, if you only say the number, that's not considered counting. If I just say 18, 18 what? You have to first of all say Hayom, Yom 18. You can't just say 18. That's first of all. So just saying a number, you're not Yotze by just saying a number. That's number one. That's number one. You're not Yotze by just saying a number. In addition to that, you're also not Yotze unless you also do the weeks. That was a machlokas. So this concern is really only an issue for the first 6 days of the Omer. If you turn to the guy next to you and you say, what's today? And he say, today is the fifth day of the Omer. So then you're right, he's out. Or if you say, today is the fifth day, Hayom Yom Chamishi. So that's it, you're right, he's out. But once you get past day six, unless he says to you, today is day eight, which is a week and one day, so he hasn't been Yotze the mitzvah of Omer anyway, so that's also not a concern. So all of this big tumult everybody makes about, like, what was yesterday? You know, what did you count tonight? You know, things like that. Or what did you count last night? So that's not really such a concern in most situations. Yes, Rabbi Yaakov.
All about going at a certain time of the day that it would count and then it would mess you up that night. And if you're doing it, like I heard it now.
Right. Right. It's only if tonight, before I count, someone asks me what's tonight, and I say, tonight is the 18th day, which is 2 weeks. Right.
Also, like Kavana. If you have Kavana not to count, so you just say, tonight is the 18th, which is 2 weeks.
If you're having in mind not to be Yotze, right. So there are those who discuss, does negative kavana really work? But
you,
I think a lot of
stomach kavana, because you have a stomach kavana that you're going to count in Martin,
right?
Which counts as shemek, meaning if you don't have a stomach kavana, not for sure.
There is a discussion. I hear what you're saying. There is a discussion whether this like negative kavana really works. But okay, I hear what you're saying. Okay. Just one last thing, and that's the dina avelus that have to do with yimei sfira. Historically, the Yemei Sfira were always a Zman of Din. Agriculturally, it was a time towards the end of the harvesting season, and it was the end of the process of growing, and of growing the grains and the fruits and the produce, and people were nervous that this was the food that they were going to bring in for the rest of the year. So this was a time of Din. Just in an agricultural society, it was a time of Din. This is like as we're finishing up the harvest and hoping that we're going to get good crops in, and not going to get ruined. Like, we know that if there are heavy rains at this point, it's very, very bad for the crops. Well, as they complete it, it's the time of Simcha.
The whole thing.
The up and at the end, there's a tremendous time of Simcha, but not right now. Shavuos, the Simcha of Shavuos is the Asif. That was the original Shavuos, was that it was the Zman HaAsif. Certainly, though, at different time periods in history, it started to take on a Avelus nature, and the first time was with the death, the Gemara tells us in Yevamos, the death of the 24,000 Talmidim of Akiva, Rabbi Akiva, that died during this time period, and that introduced some Nehuge Avelus. The Avelus, though, became even greater and more intense during the Middle Ages, during the times of the Rishonim, because a number of the Crusades and other pogroms in Europe took place during this time period as well. And this time period is known as a time of Din, and it's not a coincidence that at that time, coinciding with this time, there were many pogroms and many crusades, and for this reason, in those communities in Europe, the Yemei Svira were taken very, very seriously, and there was a real Avelus character to them. In fact, the halacha is that generally we don't say Avarachamim. Avarachamim, which we say on Shabbos and Davening, was instituted for all of those who died Al Kiddush Hashem. That's what we say, Lo Shachachta Kasa Navim, Harninu Goyim Amo, and all the psukim and all that whole tefillah. What was that? V'nikesi Dalam Lo Nikesi, that's right. All those psukim and all those, that whole tefillah has to do with those who died Al Kiddush Hashem. So you don't normally say that on a Shabbos that you're Mevarech the Chodesh, because it's a happy Shabbos. But during Sfira, we say Avarachamim every week, even if it's Shabbos Mevarechim. So last Shabbos, I don't know if you realize, but we said Avarachamim because it was during Sfira. And therefore, during Sfira, you always say Avarachamim. Because of the death of the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, we're told by Chazal, it's because they weren't Noag who called with Zebizeh. That's why there's also a practice during these Shabbosim to read a perek of Pirkei Avos in between Minchei Maariv and Shabbos afternoon to try to increase our Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, try to be Mesakein the chait of those Talmidim. Okay, the Avelus though during this time, and this is a big misconception that people have, people make this mistake a lot, the Avelus during this time is not to the level of the Avelus during the 3 weeks in the summer. During the 3 weeks in the summer, that's a real tkuf of Avelus over the Beis HaMikdash. The Avelus of Sfira is less intense, and halakhically, it's not the same status. Certainly, the Maker Adin, the Shulchan Aruch, really just brings down not to get married and not to get haircuts. Later, they added music and they added dancing as more tragedies happened during that time period. So the minhag was that the Avelus got more intense. But Maker Adin, the Avelus during this time period is not as intense as that of the 3 weeks. And for instance, cutting your nails is something that you're certainly allowed to do. It's not a problem to cut your nails during Sfira. There are those who, during the 3 weeks, there's a practice not to buy new clothing. During Sfira, there isn't really a source not to buy new things during Sfira. There are a few sources that speak about not saying Shachianu, but most of the Achronim assume that that is not the case, and that there's no problem of buying new things during Sfira. 3 weeks is something else. But that during Sfira we don't have those same Isurim. There are some, I've never noticed this, but it is brought down that there's some of a minug to sing like Shabbos, like Lichadodi, to sing it in a slightly sadder tune. But I don't think that practice is so widespread. And the last thing that I'll point out, and then we will complete Sfira Omer, is that the dinim that are mutter once we reach Lag BaOmer only begin Lag BaOmer morning. There's always that guy who makes the mistake and thinks that you're allowed to shave at night, and he comes in clean shaven the night of Lag BaOmer. So now you know that that's not the din.